بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله. إلى آخر الحديث. Still in this chapter of having yaqeen, full conviction on Allah Ta'ala and all the basic matters of Iman, and to have full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And with regard to the hadith that we read, that if we trust in Allah Ta'ala as the birds trust in Allah Ta'ala, that they get up in the morning hungry and they don't have any form of any provision by them. No pantry, no bank balance, no shop, no office. And Allah gives them their rosy. They get up hungry in the morning and they sleep at night with a full stomach. So Allah says, if we also had trust like that in Allah Ta'ala, Allah should feed us also like that. With regard to the commentary of that, ulama have stated that a bird's effort in going out to acquire food points towards the acceptability of striving for one's sustenance. To make effort for one's rosy, to whatever form of rosy or effort a person makes, whether it is a shop, whether it is his office, whether it is his laborer, whatever type of effort, this is all permissible. Like the birds also make their effort, they go and look for their rosy. So it is 100% permissible that a person looks for his rosy. This does not contradict the concept of tawakkul. To have trust on Allah Ta'ala, that is, our full trust must be only on Allah Ta'ala. We make our effort, but our trust must not be on our effort. Our trust must not be that my shop gives me my rosy, my job gives me my rosy. Our trust must be only on Allah Ta'ala, that though we are making the effort, that we don't put our trust in the effort, we put our trust in Allah Ta'ala. And this is the test of Iman, that we use the asbab, which is sunnah, but we don't put any trust in the asbab. That is shirk. We only put our trust in Allah Ta'ala, that Allah alone. Because we see many persons might have a shop, but instead of making profit, he suffers a loss in there. By many person, a job also. He makes something goes wrong and he has to pay in money. Instead of getting paid, he is now charged and he has done wrong, so he has to pay in money. So our trust must be only in Allah Ta'ala. Imam Al-Qurayshi rahmatullah alayhi explains, tawakkul is from the heart, while actions are performed by the external limbs. Tawakkul has to do with the heart. And our means that we acquire our rosy has to do with our parts of our body, hands, legs, etc. We use our mind, etc. in order to earn our rosy. But tawakkul must be in the heart. Hence, actions do not contradict tawakkul. So what we do with our actions and we make effort, it does not contradict the tawakkul that we must have in the heart. Tawakkul, full trust in Allah Ta'ala, and we do the means, and this is the test that Allah has put for us. To see that you have to use the means, is your trust going to go in the means, in the asbab, or will your trust remain on me, that I am the doer of everything. However, the servant of Allah Ta'ala needs to affirm that sustenance is from only from Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we do, we are using the asbab and the means. We must have full trust only in Allah Ta'ala. We want to travel from one place to another. We will use a motor car, we'll use a train, aeroplane, whatever we will use. But our trust must not be in that. It is only Allah that can convey us. Because that motor car, we can meet up with an accident also. We can lose our way along the road also. Many things can happen. So our trust must not be on the means. We will use the means, and this is the perfect deen, that we use the means. It is sunnah, but we put no trust on the means. Our trust is only that only Allah will let me reach my place. We take medicine also, it is permissible. Which is permissible medicine, it is 100% permissible to take. But our trust must not be on on the medicine. Shifa is only in Allah's hands. Shifa is not in the medicine. It's sunnah to take medicine, no problem in taking it, but our trust must not be on the medicine. If sustenance is not derived easily, it is by divine fate. And if it is derived easily, it is because Allah has made it so. Sometimes there are many people who work very hard, but they suffer losses at the end also. So it is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And some people hardly really do any hard work, and they get huge amounts of ruzi. There are those people who can't even sign the signature, but they just put some impression. They are so, what we say, illiterate, they can't sign their own name also. But they are multi-millionaires. And beneath them, people who are university graduates are working under them. So it isn't in education that our ruzi is. It isn't a laborer works so hard the whole day, but what he earns is a small amount. And one person who sits in his office with the air con, all comfort there, and he just has a few things, and his wages are so big. So it isn't on our effort, it isn't on our education, it is solely that who Allah Ta'ala gives. So we should have, we should make the effort, like the birds also make the effort, but don't put our trust, as it comes in the hadith, that if we had trust like the birds have got trust. They make the effort, they look for their rosy, but their trust is not on their effort. Their trust is on Allah Ta'ala. We mustn't be weaker than birds also, that we haven't got so much of yaqeen as a bird has got. The bird also makes its effort, but its trust is not on that effort. It is on Allah Ta'ala, as the hadith clearly says, that if you people had trusted on Allah Ta'ala as you had trusted, he would have fed us how he feeds the birds. So Allah give us may, and for that an effort is required. Jamaat bhi hai na? The Jamaat is making the same effort all the time, that we must put our trust in Allah Ta'ala. And this is an effort that is required. If we don't make the effort, it's not going to come. Then our trust will be on our shop, will be on our job. And when we will do that, then if anything goes wrong, we will like go out of our mind also. But when we know it is from Allah, and Allah alone is the doer, then inshallah, even if something has to go wrong, at least our iman, the most important, will remain intact. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to prepare for it also, and Allah in His mercy and kindness bless us with the true, correct iman, and Allah make it easy that our efforts very easily, Allah give us our rosy without any hard work. May Allah be kind to us.